BTS, ARMY, that Purple Heart shit. Which one of my biases do I want? I don't know. Just give me the tip. Hey. She's gonna let Jin hit. But girl, that's just games. The way that I be eating his protein gains.
Guys, wow.
Welcome back to another episode.
Welcome back Asian to Asian Glow Podcast.
Today, we're bottoming for this episode.
Just were we ever topping? One,
this is our last episode in the great country of America because we're moving to New York City.
Woo!
If y'all want to see.
Yay!
If y'all saw my on my Instagram, I got my shit picked up.
Yeah.
By Roadway
Thank
Moving.
You, Thank you, Roadway.
Honeymoon this, honeymoon that. When the hell is Jimin gonna moon me?
Clarence Angelo.
If Guima's a flame, then call me a moth.
I'm Francesca.
Yes! Yes! And you're watching
Asian Glow Podcast.
Today we're gonna do what we actually were gonna do in the episode where we announced that we're going to New York City. We're gonna read some more of your confessions because, yes, we've made 3 videos on this now. But guess what?
We haven't even broken the surface, bitch. We're scratching the surface.
Yeah, we looked and there's over 900 responses to our Google form, which thank you guys. Like, thank you. I have a virus on my fucking laptop now.
We and got so put on a list
We're
now.
Gonna go through some K-pop confessions and we're just gonna, you know, say if it's real or if it's referral. You wanna explain what referral is?
Referral is jail time. You get put in the corner of this room, actually.
Not jail. We don't incarcerate in Glowlandia. We just throw you in, like,
Timeout.
We give you bad timeout, no headphones, no iPad. I think that's good.
Everyone, I'm going to Seattle! I'm going to Seattle! I
she put her legs up because Seattle's filled with a bunch of cookie eaters!
What?
Seattle's lesbian. It's full of their U-Haul lesbians. We know U-Haul lesbians, right?
Oh, of course. But I'm going to Seattle. I'm going to California.
She's going on tour.
It's my birthday.
It's our birthday.
It's my birthday in 2 days.
I know. Yeah. I literally leave out Jessica. Yeah. I literally leave out Jessica.
Yeah,
actually, you're leaving me because technically I'm here
no,
longer.
No, fuck this bitch. I was like, a couple months ago, I was like, when are you moving? I think I leave kind of close to your birthday. And I was like, well, what the heck?
I leave during cancer season. Thank God I left right before the waterworks.
I'm going to LA because I thought Clarence was moving that week.
Yeah, but she's gonna go to the gin pop up. So if
I'm
you
going
see
to the
someone,
gin pop up. Oh my God!
So if
you,
see someone ripping off the wallpapers,
don't say a thing.
Don't say.
If you see someone stealing the cardboard cutouts of gin and putting it in their car. Mind your damn business, bitch.
If you're in line and all of a sudden you see, like, everyone in line start toppling over because there's, like, a something similar to a bulldozer.
Someone's driving, like, a golf cart.
That
a purple golf cart.
Is bum hunting. Okay, time to get stinky, bitches. Put on your masks. Plug your nose. We're gonna read more of your confessions.
Me and my twin sister were reading really nasty, filthy smut, like ... It was arching and in 7 different positions, crazy. And our dog got excited because we started screaming because the idol started whimpering. And we're sick in the head and jumped on the laptop keyboard and almost printed the entire fic to our mom's computer.
This is a lie. That can't be real. What is this, Disney Channel?
I think that there's some
Sorry,
truth
that
in
was
it.
That was real cynical.
This is the whoever wrote this, and this is the dog. Ready? 3, 2, 1. That's so crazy!
Feel like a cat, I'm a dog! I'm a go feral, like on a dog!
Okay, start whimpering.
Girl, this is crazy.
This is crazy.
Y'all, the fucking... This is crazy.
It, like, looks rehearsed.
Look at the fucking... It's not rehearsed, it's performed. It's past that.
This is performative.
I've already done tech.
Okay.
Look at that, bitch.
Wow.
Girls fucking wish, like, hey, And it, oh my god, ear, there's movement.
Ear, oh. Okay, I think that's half fake. I think the printer thing is fake. Because, like, no way a dog... Imagine your dog being like...
Yeah, not the dog starting to code.
Beep, boop, beep, boop. Yeah.
Way before I became Army, I hooked up with a guy that looked just like debut Yoongi. And then I ghosted him. He was sweet, but unfortunately did not take me to Hong Kong with his tongue technology. Real. And his August D was lowercase. This girl is just... Is on it.
Is it poetry? This is crazy.
And his D was lowercase. If you catch my drift, no T, no shade. Just not for me. This bitch has got a serious case of ADHD.
No punctuation whatsoever.
I feel like this is like, I'm on like a navigation app and it's telling me to go every worst way before the main road.
Or like Siri is like reading a text while you're driving and it's like, no tea, no shade, just turn not right for me. His August D was lowercase if you catch my drift. Reply? Like what?
There's so many people who are like, I don't know what y'all ever talk about. Y'all are really good vibes though. This is where we hit our threshold. I did photo comparisons years later and it was wild. I swear I'm not that delulu to be making this up. I think about it often. That he looked like Yoongi.
Yeah. You know what I felt like? I only read half of this. I was like, I was like, what's going on? Looked exactly like debut Yoongi.
This is some crazy shit. Y'all are some crazy bitches.
Yoongi betty me.
Congrats to you for getting with someone who looks like Yoongi. Get over it.
Get over it.
Am I
stupid?
Wrong? Get over it, bitch. Nah, I'll just get in her fucking anxiety.
Anxiety, stop! When I drive anywhere long distance by myself, I pretend I'm vlogging with Savage.
Was that not us going to fucking Beanie?
Don't put that on us.
Long distances though.
It was so normal. I was like, oh, she just wants to vlog, but with 17. This bitch wants to be on going 17. Fuck.
I will say, okay, I can't agree with, or I can't relate to this, but I have the
same.
But for a while, whenever I would drive along the beach, I would act like I was in Starstruck. Like, I'm being so for real to the ripe age of at least 21. Like, oh, why did you let go? Why'd you let go? Not relatable.
Starstruck?
Girl.
Yeah.
Something about the sunshine, baby.
And when she's crying in that photo booth, I'm a bitch, trust. I'm reenacting that when I get to California.
I'm no Superman, but I can take your hand. Keep going.
Fly you anywhere you wanna go, yeah. I can reach your mind.
Big ass fan, billboard sign,
and tell you everything you wanna know. So I'll be your hero.
Asian Glow Church, make some noise. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
I can be anything you need.
Anything you need. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I believe in destiny.
Believe in him. Like, this is my fucking girl.
Yeah.
The girls that give confessions like this, I feel seen. I hope you are seen. To be seen is to be loved.
Aww.
And we're fucking crazy, bitch. Let's get a drink.
Yeah, this is real.
I like this
but
one.
But Vernon better not be in that fucking car, bitch. Anyone can be in the passenger but Vernon, bitch. Fucking relax, ho.
DK. This is the stop sign of Texas. I'm gonna try to say this in the voice that I think the person's ended in. I have a body pillow outside and I act like it's my boyfriend. I always sleep together. I also sometimes kiss it too. Simple sentence. Everybody holds on and act like it's my boyfriend and sleep together. I hold this one and kiss him too. And we're like.
And we sleep
this
together.
This is how it feels like when y'all give these confessions. Me and Alceska are at like the judicial stand. Y'all go up down the pews to the end of the aisle. I have a body pillow on and I act like I kiss it. And he's my boyfriend and we sleep together. Sometimes I like to kiss it too. Us at the judicial stand is like, give us a moment to discuss. Jail.
What the fuck?
Or
Like, kind of fucking like, real.
That's too real.
Like, oh, kind of fucking real. I have, like, I think mine's the same size as hers.
I kissed mine last night.
And then we go, okay, the verdict
and
is
the
in.
And the core has decided.
Real. Real. When I went to the K-pop, when I get to the WeebCon, I went to Tokyo X.
Don't say that.
Is Weeb derogatory?
I don't think so, but
when
I
went to
people are
respectfully
like,
WeebCon.
Okay.
There we go. Period.
Sure.
When I went to politically correct WeebCon, there was one of there was a big body pillow. I don't know who it was. He was
of a K-pop
hot.
Star?
No.
Or an anime.
An anime.
What did he look like? Was it Gojo?
I would get a body pillow of Ginu. I would get a body pillow of Ginu. There. I know y'all asked. There, I fucking said it. You know? Raise your hand and comment down below if you get a body pillow of Ginu. Let's be so fucking for real here. I would get a body pillow of Ginu.
Girl. Okay, now raise your hand if you would get one of Guima.
Guima air purifier.
Oh!
Guima air humidifier.
Because he's my air.
He's also hell.
When I used to go to the gym, I used to watch Bang Chan's fan cams as inspiration because his ass is so fucking fat.
Really?
Why is it so fat? It actually pisses me off. Like, why does it recoil when he just walks anyways? Thanks to him, I got my desired goal. His ass still pisses me off, though. Fuck. Did you write this?
I should have put a fucking character limit on these.
Did you write this? What the fuck?
She wrote, I have a good butt. I'm getting mad. I'm getting pissed.
She said, I got my dream body, but
no, mine's
fuck
not Bangtan. Mine's Jimin's butt. You know this, man. Don't put words in my mouth. I think it's kind of weird at the gym to watch fan cams.
No, you know what I think happened? You said that you watched Jimin's little butt exercise, whatever, and now everyone's coming out of the woodworks being like, yes, finally, it's socially acceptable. I watch Bang Chan's like face cams so that I can go to the gym and get my dream body, which, T. But
what
y'all
was
are roped in another delusional little group, okay?
What was your secret? What was your secret? This girl. She pulls up her TikTok. It's fucking Bang Chan's fat ass to say so. And you're like, so what was your secret?
I think that this is real.
I think it's a bit of a referral to watch it in the gym.
Watching it in the gym is great. Unless it's empty. Unless it's empty and you're standing in the corner that the camera can't see.
Watching
can't
it in the gym is a referral. Unless you're like sharing it with the class. This is why bitches spend an hour and a half in the gym. I'm like, why are people spending an hour and a half in the gym? I'm done in 40 minutes.
You gotta lock in.
Yeah.
You gotta lock
in. It's because all these bitches are...
Everyone's distracted because people are just watching ass edits.
And then if you're not watching him, you're watching the person in front of you watch them.
And now everyone's just in a line watching him. When I was with my ex, he used to see my repost of Intan, Hyunjin, and Kiho edits.
Don't look at me. This isn't me.
And he would get mad / jealous that I was looking at other men other than him.
Good thing he's your ex, bitch.
Are you sure this isn't you?
This is why it's important.
This is low-key your big
bitch,
three.
Bitch, I tell immediately, you're never going to be him. You're never going to be
That's
him.
That's so toxic.
That's so toxic. So, and then they break up usually a week after that. So like, well, I actually don't.
I don't really know what the correlation is, but
for some reason, every time I start communicating, the communication, you'll never fucking be in talk. You'll never fucking
That's
be
not
him.
Communication, bitch. That's bullying. That's a bullying. I think that this is actually real.
I think this is...
Because
no,
crazy ass man,
yeah.
Whenever you show like...
Tell him.
Whenever you're like, ooh, like look at this picture of, I don't know, let's name a random really handsome idol, Jin. And whenever you're like, wow, this Jin pic's amazing. And he's like, why are you looking at that? Or... That's not me.
These men or, think they fucking got the face card. Like, my man, there are clowns.
Or some shit like...
It's clown population.
Some shit like, oh, you want to be with him instead? Who do you think... who are you talking to?
Yeah, you're like, well, fuck. I didn't know we were asking stupid questions in this relationship.
If you didn't know
yes!
the answer, yeah.
I thought we were over the stupid question part of our relationship. Absolutely. I will say, if this wasn't a celebrity, jail.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because the celebrity is like chilling. And Taek Hyunjin and Keo, by calculation, their face cards are so lethal that you have to put them on the exception list.
Right.
Like, come on, man. Look at your face. You're so much uglier than them. Idols are on the list of exceptions because guess what, guys? From a girl to a girl, you'll never get them.
And that's today's message.
Which leads us to our sponsor of today's episode, BetterHelp. I want to take this moment and embarrass a friend of mine.
Which one of us would send a confession on behalf of the other person? I think it might be me.
I think it would be you.
I would like to embarrass because my friend Clarence Angelo.
Because I would be like, guys, guess what Alcheska did? When she first got into K-pop, she immediately got into the nasty-ass shit of K-pop. The fanfics and all. Not nasty.
That's not nasty.
It's normal.
Fucking bitch.
We had a computer class one day, and this girl opened up YouTube and ended up playing BTS Imagines and Moans. A full minute of it was played loudly in the class. We didn't get computer facilities for the whole year after this incident. You know what? Thank you for sharing it with the class. Thank you for actually sharing it with the actual class.
Right. When we're saying, oh, share with the class. Y'all are not doing it like this, bitch.
We didn't get computer facilities for the whole year after this incident is worth.
Yeah.
Is worth hearing a stranger guy moan as if he's Taeyong in his basement and you play that in the room.
Bitch, the way I would whip my head around and be like,
I know this one.
Yeah. Is that the Jin moaning one that was posted on October 7th, 2019?
Dude, this reminds me in college. We were doing this thing about, it was in my honor seminar. Mm-hmm. We were reading about Greek mythology and like the beauty standard of Greek mythology.
Yeah.
And so we were going through this thing in class where I don't know why the fuck we were doing this, but like we were going down like decades of what the beauty standard was for men. Mm-hmm. So we were like looking up who was the hottest man alive these periods of time. Mm-hmm. And then we got to the present, and then granted my professor in that class was like 82 white man from Indiana. Okay. Right. He's like, who is this Kim Tae-young?
Oh yeah, because he was hottest man of the year. Because I think
2022 or 2021, he was like hottest man of the year. And so he was like, this guy's like honestly just like beautiful. Like,
yeah, and I know that's right.
82-year-old white man. He's like, I don't think he's a hottest man because this guy can like kind of go both ways. And then me and like the three other POC in this honor seminar were like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
And you're right.
All of
sir.
Us in the back foaming in the mouth while the other white people in class are like, who is this girl on the screen? There was a dark point in my life when I wanted to cry. I would search up videos of people shipping NCT Jaehyun and Blackpink's Rosé. This is Alcheska. This is you.
It's not.
I was generally mad at people shipping them and was mad at the thought of them dating for some odd reason. Hashtag I'm better now. Hashtag that was years ago. Hashtag everything's gnarly. This is how I know the glow girls. Okay, let's be so for real. A lot of us were fucking crazy.
Yeah. You know,
in a past life. Me in the past life. We were fucking crazy. That song Past Life by Ariana Grande is about how we used to be fucking weird about K-pop.
Yeah.
Nowadays, this is a safe space.
Us reading conventions online. This is safe space, but we're going to make
fun of you. Did you ever get mad at some things? Did you ever get jealous? I did. I have.
When
I saw Jimin was wearing like some other guy's shirt. Do you remember that? Jimin wearing, he had like, he's always hanging out with this guy, and then like they were both in New York. Sorry, this is real detailed.
This is crazy. Like, I think that's why you're moving to New York.
I think some of y'all will know exactly what I'm talking about, but there was this thing where Jimin was getting like late night pizza with one of his friends.
Yeah.
And then his friend was wearing that shirt the day before in the press photos. And then he was wearing the shirt when he was getting pizza at like 12 a.m.
Oh, so they had sex.
No. Don't say that.
Don't tell me.
Don't tell me Jimin has a man. So then genuinely, I think it was more of like the shirt switch trope that I was like, no. No, that's so cute. And so then I got jealous, but I think I didn't see the guy, so I wasn't really jealous of anyone. I think I was more jealous of the concept.
That's so crazy.
I saw that and I was like, God, I need to do that sometime. We hang out. And then we
late
fuck,
night pizza. It's like,
and then we get late night pizza.
Where's my shirt? Because just I need wear to- mine.
Ah! Shit!
Sorry, guys.
When I turned 22, my boyfriend got me a pet rat and I named him Han.
Period.
From Stray Kids? Sometime later, I got another one and I named it Lino. I thought they were both men. Ha ha ha. Wrong. The horse.
These whores
made four ugly rat babies, literal goblins. Anyway, now I have three Min-sung children in rat form. Unfortunately, one was slaughtered by the vacuum cleaner. Rest in peace.
Oof. Getting slaughtered by a vacuum cleaner feels like something that would happen in an Aespa music video.
Sucking kills.
These fucking whores made four rat babies.
Okay.
I love how that when she thought about that, she's like, now I have Min-sung kids.
That is hilarious.
This is real.
I think that
like this is not a lie at all.
I think that this is too elaborate of a lie. Something to be a lie.
This is not ChatGPT-able. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, guys, stop using ChatGPT. We're losing art.
Rest in peace to Min-sung number 3.
I had a dream that I was making out with Felix, but woke up and realized that my bias is actually... She wakes up, she's like, that was ass.
She woke up, she was like, ugh.
She was like, fuck, that wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. Shit.
I thought I was into Twinkies. Well, how did your bias record happen? I had a dream I was kissing my bias. And it didn't really work.
Have you ever had a dream that you were kissing making out with an idol?
I wish.
Really?
Are you kidding? There's no harm, no foul about kissing an idol in your dream, right?
No, you're right.
It's not hurting anyone.
I have that dream almost every night.
I've had a dream that I've been like shopping with an idol.
You told me.
And like hanging out with them. Jin.
That's when I got jealous.
Okay, last one.
When I was 14, I came out to my friends and I said that I wasn't sure about my sexuality. Yay!
Gay.
So they helped me find out by strapping me to a chair and playing Catalina on repeat while there was another friend of mine who prepared a PowerPoint of Son shirtless to cleanse my soul. Also love your videos.
What's Catalina?
You don't know what that is?
Catalina. Hands up, Catalina?
No.
Oh, so they were doing both girl and boy so that she could figure it out.
Yes.
Oh, that's really nice. What was happening. That's really nice. I didn't need that. Taylor Lautner, Shark Boy from Taylor Lautner, Shark Boy for my 8-year-old self.
Funny enough, really mine was Lava Girl. Like I was like, she's bad.
See, I saw Shark Boy, I said, that's a munch. I'ma train that dragon. Go toothless on that dick. I know I'm a night fury at night. Where I disappear in those sheets. I love Toothless.
I love Toothless.
We both recently watched How to Train Your Dragon live action. I had a time. I wouldn't give it 10 out of 10 at all. But it was great.
So bad. Really?
You know who could have used an extra acting lesson? The fucking girl.
Astrid,
girl.
Stop.
That was an Astrid performance. There was a line that the girl said. She's like, that's more like it. And the way that I was with the gays, Ari and the gays. We all looked at each other. We go.
Aww. It's okay. She's still got a ways to go. She's young. 17.
Say the name.
Wait. I think she's 20, actually.
You already said, say the name.
17.
Say the name. Guys, that's the end of today's episode. Alcheska's got to go to Seattle.
Start over.
We just wanted to say bye to Bye to Texas. And hello to LA. We're actually not doing New York. We're going to LA.
You can't be pulling this shit anymore.
A lot of you guys are asking like what's gonna happen between us. So basically, Alcheska's lease doesn't end in Texas until
my lease doesn't end until December.
Alcheska's actually gonna be in New York literally like in like 2 weeks. So we're gonna be there because we're gonna go see Jin and then we're gonna obviously like film. But other than that, we'll still have episodes come out throughout the year, like literally all the time. But
don't worry, bitch. We're working.
Yeah.
We are and working.
Then also, we still live stream every other week. Thank you guys so much for watching this week's episode and thank you for watching in general because we are literally going to the East Coast because it's literally both of our dreams. So we literally would not be able to go without y'all's support, delusion. Stank. Like, I'm so grateful for y'all. Stank. We're gonna say bye like we normally do in our respective language. Issa. Naloa. Tatlo.
Inga.
Yeehaw, Texas. and how ye doing, New York City.
That's so cute. Guess I needed a home. But if I'm
lucky, I got evicted. We have no furniture. We spent all our money on the gin concert, so I had to sell the couch and the posters in my house.
But it was fucking worth it, bitch.
It was worth it because I got half a floor ticket. I have to stand on my 1 foot the whole time.